when people look at these figures, and when they look at them, they don't see just some old ancient pottery figure. They actually see a face in the sea. And I just thought that here were all these rudimentary factories, all these artisans working away, and then they had to hand finish not only the details of the boots, the costume, the hairstyles, they had to hand finish the faces. So how are you going to do that? In our discussions with various people here and there in China, they said, well, maybe they just looked at their neighbour. And when you look at all the different faces, there's completely different racial types represented. No pair of eyes, no nose, no single mouth, no pairs of ears is exactly the same. So they were all finished, you know, almost instinctively. And I thought, probably they did. They looked at their colleague over there who was, you know, knocking up another face or a nose or a pair of ears, and they said, oh, I'll just copy his nose or face or something like that. It is amazing what the level or the degree of personality that exists in all those faces.